Recently, my family took a trip to Portland, Oregon, a weird and wonderful place. The boys did not enjoy the big city experience. If you ask them what their favorite parts of the trip would have been, they probably would have focused on what we now refer to as ecotourism, being in nature and seeing the sights that northern Oregon and southern Washington had to offer in terms of geography, water, and natural resources. They loved the drive to Mount Hood, the highlight of which was taking a chilly walk at Timberline. As we drove back down the mountain, we stopped at a couple of small waterfalls formed by melting snow careening down the rocks. Another day, we drove to Mount St. Helens, which was the focus of the world's attention for several long months when I was young. I was blown away, if you'll excuse the pun, by standing on the edge of the blast zone. My boys enjoyed the view and the experience, but didn't appreciate the gravity of the whole volcanic eruption back in the early 80s. The kids were impressed, but no more impressed than they had been by any other of the natural wonders we've shared with them since they've become old enough to travel and remember those sights. Back at home, we're trying to fit in all the summer activities we usually pursue, between the heat, the storms, and the bugs. We've swam, boated, fished. We went for walks in the woods to check on the berry crop. These outings serve several purposes. They kept the boys out of the house, getting them away from the video game systems and all but the smallest and most portable of electronic devices. They get some fresh air and exercise, but most importantly, it gives the boys a chance to explore nature, and it gives me a chance to spend time exploring it with them. And although the boys truly enjoy seeing natural wonders across the country and Canada, they duly appreciate the beauty in nature surrounding us right here in the North Woods. When I take my boys afield, I encourage them to explore. I keep them in range, but give them a little space. I let them touch the stuff on the ground before I tell them that it's deer poop. That only works once, by the way. Their senses are sharp, but uneducated, so when they experience a different smell, texture, sensation, you can see by the look on their face that they're processing something new. Pleasant or unpleasant, it still makes an impression. Then, as the years pass, these memories remain and are renewed again with the sights and smells of the woods each summer. Getting the kids out of the house and into the woods is a stressful situation for parents to put themselves in. The kids come back to you with stained clothes, wet socks and shoes, legs scratched by blackberry and raspberry plants. You have to tend to insect bites, stings, leeches, and ticks. You're watching for porcupines, skunks, bears, wolves, anything that moves can cause concern in a given situation. Plants, too. Poison ivy and wild parsnip can turn a fun day into a miserable one. It would be so much easier to keep them in the house. I know there are a lot of activities out there that compete for kids' time, even in the summer. But try to fit in some unscheduled and scripted time to explore the North Woods this summer, too. See if they react like my boys do. If so, they will catch frogs, chase tadpoles, and run from crayfish. They will watch holding their breath as an osprey hovers way above the water as it looks for its next meal. They will fumble with their phones to try to get a photo of a bear that springs from a berry patch and gallops away. Most importantly, they will share their new experiences with you, and it will remind you of your first experiences in nature. Or it will be a shared new experience for both of you. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.